Bezos Hashem Bili Neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori of David Tzvi and Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Nazir Daf Nun Gimel. We left off at Bai Rami Bar Chama at the bottom of Nun Beis Nun Beis, eight lines up from the bottom. Good morning to Yitzchak Aryeh, to Chanuch Henoch, to David Yeshua, Mordechai. Avram David, Dr. Joe, Chaim Tzvi, Kershon Eitan, and Svika. Here we go. Just a word, one word about Sunday morning. I'm not going to be able to give Shir live Sunday morning. My brother's being honored at a dinner in Florida, so I'm flying down early in the morning, flying back up late at night. So what I plan to do is like I did last week. I'm going to do Bli Neder, two daf on Motzei Shabbos. We'll do two quick versions of the Daf Motzei Shabbos. For those who will do it one, then we'll stop, make another recording, do another one. We'll do that Motzei Shabbos, Bezus Hashem. Here we go, says the Gemara. Omar, Bai Rami Rachama. So Rami Rachama had a Shaila. And first we're going to read this entire Shaila the way Tosis reads it. And then I'll explain to you the way the Rush reads it. Each one has a different understanding of what the machlokas is. What the question is. Bayram Rachama. Rova atzamos menashedra vigulgolas mai. Let's say a person has a quarter kav of bones from the spine and the skull. What's the halacha? Just to remind you, a quarter kav of bones from anywhere usually conveys regular tumah. Tumas ohel. Regular tumah for a kohen, that he can't eat truma, he can't eat karbanos. But we've been discussing a nazir. There's a special halacha l'moshe misina when it comes to a nazir. A quarter of a kav of bones is not enough. You need a half a kav. A half a kav. So the question here is, maybe a quarter kav of bones that comes from the skull and the spine, those are more chashuv. Those bones are more chashuv. So maybe even a quarter of a kav is going to be make a nazir tummy. That's the way Tosas understands the question. Because we know, Tosas Rid points out, that we know that the spine and the skull are more chashuv than the rest of the body. Let's say, le'inyin, a small baby, even if it's a kol shehu, even if it's a very, very tiny skull and spine, but if you have the skull and the spine, that's always going to convey tumah, even if it's less than a shear, even if it's complete. So we see that a skull and a spine are more chashuv, so maybe as far as Allah of Nazir, even a quarter of a kav, which doesn't usually convey tumah for a nazir, maybe a skull and the spine will be different. Good morning, Rav Eliezer Dov. That's the question. And here's the two sides. When do we say that for a nazir to finish his nazirus, you need a half a kav? That's only if you have bones from the rest of the limbs, which are not so chashuv. But from the spine and the skull, which are more chamor, they're more, their halacha is more serious than the other limbs. Afilu rova atzamos, maybe even a quarter of a kav will cause a nazir to cancel his nazirus and bring the karbanos. Odem aloshna, no, or maybe there's no difference between bones that come from the skull and the spine versus bones that come from anywhere else. And just like everywhere else, you need a half a kav for a nazir to be metame, to bring his karbanos and to reject his naziris. So to over here, from the skull and the spine, also it's a half a kav. Amar Rava, Tashma, coming here, a proof from the Mishnah. What do we say? Hashedrava Gilgolos. We said that in the Mishnah, in our Mishnah, that one of the ways that a nazir rejects his nazirus is if he comes in contact with the spine and the skull. Now, if you want to tell, so that would seem to be a proof, because the Gemara is assuming that the spine and the skull certainly have more than a quarter of a kav of bone in them, the spine and the skull. Certainly, that's the assumption. So it says the Gemara, V'isag adadech rova atzamos, if you want to tell me that a quarter of a kav of bones that comes from the spine and the skull are caused tumma. So why do I need the Mishnah to tell me the spine and the skull if a quarter of a kav of the spine and the skull are ready to go? So presumably the spine and the skull by themselves for sure have more than that. So why do I need that line in the Mishnah? List now rovat samas abamin hashedim kulo. Why do you got to tell me that the whole skull and the spine cause tumma? What do you mean? Even a quarter of a kav of it does. So skull and the spine is extra. So the Gemara gives the obvious answer. Says the Gemara, no. Who says for sure it's true that every single skull and spine of every single person has a quarter of a kav? What if you have a tiny little baby? So it's going to be less than a quarter of a kav, the skull and the spine. No, that's why you need it. Rava himself said that it's possible for a skull and a spine to have less than that. So you can't prove Rami Brachama's question from this, because maybe the reason why it said that is to tell you a skull and a spine that's less than that. Now, the Gemara also gives here an ambiguous answer. Answer the Gemara, Basar Deshama Mirabi Akiva. No. Originally, Rava thought that there is no skull and spine that has less than a quarter kav of bones, and therefore he thought you could bring a raya from this. But after he heard the words of Rabbi Akiva, who holds that there is such thing as a skull and a spine that have less than that, so then he backed out of the raya. He backed out of the proof. That's so. Now, this is a little bit strange, because Rava didn't basar deshame me Rabbi Akiva. Rava heard these words from Rabbi Akiva. Rava did not live anywhere near the time of Rabbi Akiva. So the Mefarshim question this line. Tosus talks about it in Dibre Maskil. Tosus in Dibre Maskil, Omar first says, Tosus writes in Dibre Maskil, Basa Deshamer Me Rabbi Akiva. Take a look at the second Tosus on the page, on Nun Gimel Amid Aleph. Basa Deshamer Rabbi Akiva. Kach kasa b'chol asvarim. V'lo isparish. V'lo mistafina me ravasaf. I wasn't scared of my rebbe's. Hav amina sheyesh chesron b'svarim. That there's words missing in the text of the Gemara. V'gassin mikami pircha dukama rava. We have the girsa before this statement of rava. Lo nitzricha. Omar mar ukva. Hacha b'shed v'gol she'en ben rava kavaskinen. Mar Ukva said, Amar Mar Ukva, here we're talking about a Shedra and a Golgolas that don't have a quarter of a kav. Pirush. Mar Ukva ba lidchos hatshuva, Shevi Rava. Mar Ukva is the one who rejected it. Machmas Shay Savar, Rava, the Stam Shedra Golas, Yesh Ben Rova. Rava thought a Stam Shedra Golgolas had more than a kav. Mar Ukva said, no, it's possible to have one that's less. Vidachi la Mar Ukva, the Mayor Shedra Golas, Shein Len Rova, Upar Hashas. V'rava lamali ha'isvar, dev shadru gulas below rova. Hama rava, didn't rova say no? U'mishani, basa deshamim mi mar ukva. Not that he heard it from Rabbi Akiva, he heard it from mar ukva. That's one way of reading it. Others have other ways. Whatever the gear says, at the end of the day, everyone agrees what the meaning is, and that is that you're right. Rava's backing out from the proof. We have no proof from Rabbi Chama. So let's continue. Tashma, come and hear another proof from a brisa that we had earlier in yesterday's daf. Shamai Omer, etzem echad min shedra o min gulgolas causes tuma. One bone, says the Gemara. Shamai holds one bone from the shedra or the gulgolas in time of oil. So even the chachamim would say even a quarter of a kav from there. Says the Gemara, just like we said yesterday. No, it's no proof. Shani Shamai de machmer tfei. Don't bring any rayas from Shamai. He was super strict. So only he held one bone from the, but don't tell me he holds of a quarter of a kav. Says the Gemara, okay, but wait a second. So then we should be able to answer the opposite, like we said yesterday. Says the Gemara, Liv shot me now the other way. Time of the Shammai de Machmer. So Shammai was the one who's Machmer. Hola Rabbanan, I think a chati kav. So let's answer the other way around. If Shammai says one bone and he was super Machmer, so doesn't that prove that the Chacham will argue would require a half a kav? Says the Gemara, no. Who says you have a raya the other way? Like just like we said yesterday. Maybe the Chacham will argue on Shammai. They only argue on this statement that he said one bone from the Shedra or the Golgolas, from the spine or the skull. One bone, Shammai said, would be Matamai. So we disagree with that. But maybe we don't say you go all the way to say you need a half a kav. Who says you go all the way the other way? But as far as a quarter of a kav of bones from the Shedra and the Gulgolas, even the Chacham agreed that would not cause Tumah. So the Gemara concludes, we have no proof on this question. We have no proof about this question. Now, the whole way I just explained you the sugya, this is the way Tosas understands the sugya. The Rush has two problems, even with understanding this whole question of Rami Bar Chama, the way I just explained the question. That the question was, what's the din of a quarter of a kav of bones from the Shedra and the Gulgulis? That's the way Tosas understood the question. The Rush has two problems with this. Number one, how could you answer Rami Bar Chama's kasha? Rami Bar Chama's kasha was talking about the shaving of a nazir. Shammai wasn't talking about a nazir at all. Shammai was talking about regular tumah. What conveys regular tumah? It's talking about regular tumas oel. And the second question, why did Rami Bar Chama have a question that the tumah of the Shedra, the Gulgulis, should be more chamor than Rove Minyan and Rove Binyan? Wouldn't it stand logically to say that just like a Nazir does not shave on a quarter of a kav of bones from Rove Minyan and Rove Binyan, like we said before, if it's two shins and a thigh or 125 out of the 248 bones, So too the Shedra and Gulgulis should be the same thing. Because of these two questions, the Rush has a whole different explanation of what Rami Bar Chama's question was even in the first place. And it fits in very beautifully in terms of one thing, that's why I'm going into it. The Rush says, no. The suffix of Rami Bar Chama depends exactly on the suffix that we had in the end of yesterday's daf. That's what it's doing here. What was the suffix of Rami Bar Chama? The exact same question as yesterday's daf. Remember, what was the question we had in yesterday's daf? Oh, what was the question yesterday? When it said spine and skull, did it mean spine and the skull or spine or the skull? That was yesterday's question. Was it the spine and the skull? Oh, so the Rush understands what was Rami Bar Chama's question. Yesterday we asked, did the Shedra and the Gulgulis, are they mitame ba'ohel, each one by itself or only together? So based on that question, Rami Bar Chama is asking as follows. If the Shedra and the Gulgulis, it's each one by itself. If it's each one by itself, so then it's more chomer than all the other bones in the body. So then, if it's each one by itself, so you see they're more chomer than Rove Minyan and Rove Binyan. And therefore it's logical to say that maybe another should be Megaleach on a quarter of a kav of the spine or the skull. However, if the spine and the skull only are metame together, not each one by itself, then it's happening together. So then, no, there's no reason to say that a quarter, that it should be more strict, and that a quarter of a kav should be metame a nazir. So according to this, we understand why the Gemara is answering from Shammai, from Oel, because from Shammai, you see, he said either or, even though he's not talking about nazir, because the Gemara is saying, that Shammai held that one bone just from the skull or just from the spine is metame. So too, that should be a right that the skull and the spine are more severe and therefore a quarter of a kav should work. Anyway, that's the way the Russian, the Gra has a third pshat. Others have a fourth pshat. What's the kasha? But anyway, let's continue. Now, we just explained, Rabosai, that a nazir is only, right, even though, gentlemen, tumas ohel, regular tumas ohel, let's say for a person who's going to eat karbanos, or for a kohen to eat truma. Regular tumas oel is a quarter of a kav of bones, not a half, a quarter of a kav. Nazir, special lachal mosa mishinai, it's a half. But now we're going to present three opinions of exactly this issue. Three opinions. Is everything a half a kav? Is everything a quarter of a kav? Or do we split a quarter of a kav for regular tuma, half a kav for nazir and karban pesach? We're more lenient by nazir and karban pesach. Let's see. Amar Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi Eliezer presented three opinions like this. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Zekeinim harishonim miktsasan ha'omrim. So the earlier elders, miktsasan ha'omrim, some of them said, chatzi kavat samos, v'chatzi lugdam lakol, rovat samos, revistam lo lakol. In other words, the earlier Zekeinim said, there is no difference in Tumah between Truma Kadshim, Nazir, Karban Pesach, all of it is a half a kav of bones is metameyu, and a quarter of a kav is not metameyu. A half a lug of blood is metameyu, and a revius of blood is not metameyu. They all agree. That's the some of the rabbis said. Second shita, umiktsas and all in the other way. Af rovat samos revius dam lakol. A quarter of a kav makes you tamei for all four. Kadshim, Truma, Karban Pesach, Nazir. It's a quarter of a kav, not a half, and a revius of blood, not a half of a lug. Oh, we don't hold like either of these opinions. What do we hold like? The third shita, the compromise position. And the third shita, said Rabbi Lezer, is Bezdin Shelachre. So these were the earlier rabbis. Half of the earlier rabbis said it's a half a kav and a half a lug for everything. And half of the rabbis said, no, it's a quarter of a kav and a quarter of a lug, a revius of lug for everything. But the third sheet is the compromise position. Bezin Shalach Reim Amru. The later rabbis said, Chatzi kav atzamos v'chatzi lug dam lakol. A half a kav of bones and a half a lug of blood defiles all four, but rovat samos urevius dam, a quarter of a kav of bones and a revius of blood, the truma will kachim. Yeah, they defile you for truma and for kachim. Avalo lenazir v'osa pesach, but not for nazir and karm pesach. And that's going like our mishnah, because our mishnah said that nazir special lachal moshe misinai. And Karban Pesach, they have a more lenient shear. And even if you'd become tamei with a quarter of a kav or a revius of dam, even though that makes you tamei for kachim and truma, it would not make you tamei for a nazir, and a nazir would not reject his nazirus for such tuma. Ask the Gemara, Michti, let us see. Don't we know there's a Gemara in Pesachim that teaches us Ein hachras shlishis machras? Whenever you have two opinions and you have a third one that's a compromise, we never paskin like that third compromise opinion. The Gemara says this in Pesachim Adav Chafalaf Amid Aleph. So how come we're going to paskin like the third sheet over here, which is the compromise position? Tosis and Dira Maschel Bezdin over here writes, why is that? That we never say that the third sheet that's compromised, we never paskin like that. So Tosis points out here, in Dira Maschel Bezdin, that we could explain this idea that a third compromise position, we never follow a third compromise position in two ways. Why is that so? Number one, the Gemara means, since the third Bezdin were students of the first two rabbis, it's the earliest Akedim, and the third Bezdin were students. So we never follow the psak of the students against the Rebbes. So we're not going to paskin against the students against their Rebbes. It's interesting, right? Usually we have a few rules in psak. We have one rule, which is halacha kibasra. Right? The halacha follows the later poskim, because they were able to see all the earlier poskim and see how everybody paskin, and they had the wisdom of seeing everybody that came before them. But here Tosis is saying no. But still, you don't paskin like a Rebbe. If it's just one generation, you don't paskin like the Talmud when he's arguing against his Rebbe. Even though halacha kibasra, we usually follow the later Amoraim. So that's one pshat. Tosis has another pshat that no. You know why you can't follow the later Bezdin? Because all the early rabbis said it's across the board. Either a half does everything, or a half does nothing. But the later rabbi said a split, that a half does kachim and truma, yes, but nazir, no. So you're arguing totally on the first rabbis, on both sets of first rabbis, because at least both sets of first rabbis had in common that it was the same halacha for everything, not to make a compromise. So the Gemara says, Michti ein achras, shlishis machras. So how come over here we're following the third opinion, which is the compromise position? Answer the Gemara, Amar Yaakov Aridi, Mipi Shmo Armor, no, they had a tradition, Mipi Chagai Zechariu Malachi. They had a tradition that this Bezdin Shel Achreim, the later Bezdin, they weren't deciding on their own. They had a tradition from Chagai Zechariu Malachi the Mefarish has a different girsa here. They had a tradition from Shmaya and Avtalio. Shmaya and Avtalio. So either they had a tradition, Chag Zechai Malachi, Shmaya and Avtalio. So since they had an earlier tradition, they weren't passing on themselves. They were passing based on an old tradition that Nazir is more lenient.
But the Rebbeim didn't have this tradition?
Apparently not. Apparently not. How'd that work? I don't know. Good question. I don't know. Okay. The Mishnah said, the Mishnah repeated these words, Al Elu HaNazir Megalech, twice. Now, if these words are repeated twice, it's got to be coming to exclude something. All right? Let's take a look back at the Mishnah and make sure this is in fact true. Where was the Mishnah? The Mishnah was a long time ago. Who remembers a Mishnah? Where was it? Al Elu. Whoa, Dr. Joe, that is a long time ago. Mem Tes Amid Aleph was the Mishnah. No. Mem Tes Amid Beis, Svika says. 1 second. Mem Tes Amid Beis. Let's just see. Does it say Al Elu twice? So we're going to trust it. Here we go. What does it say? Al Elu Tumas Anazim Megalech. You see? Mem Tes Amid Beis. Mem Tes Amid Beis. Al Elu Tumas Anazim Megalech. Amen. Kazayas. Al Kazayas. Netzel. Rekev. Avim and Achai. Basak Haroi. Right. Al-Chatzika. Al-Chatzi Lugdam. Chatzi Kavatsamos. My God. My son. Ahilan. Etzim Kassar. My God. Al Elu Anazim Megalech. Oh, says it again. Okay, Baruch Hashem. So ask the Gemara, what's it coming to exclude? Al Elu Dereisha Lemute Etzem Kisaora comes to exclude a bone the size of a barley kernel of a dead person. Dal Magol Vamaso in Valahilolo Etzem Kisaora only is Metame B'mago Uvamasa, touching it or carrying it, but not Ohel, not being in the same room as it. Valahilolo. Al Elu de Seifa, what about the Al Elu de Seifa? The second Al Elu comes to exclude Lemute Evan Haschuches. If you have stones jutting out of a stone fence and you're going to walk underneath them and there's Tumah under one of them, one of the stones, if the Nazir goes under one of the stones but he's not sure if he went under the stone that had the Tumah under it, so it does not block his Naziris, even though he's Tumah Tumah de Rabbanon. Even though this is going to be explicit in tomorrow's daf, that these are one of the tumas that a nazir is not megaleach on, so Tosus asks, why did the Mishnah have to exclude it if it's explicit in the next Mishnah? Right, Tosus, take a look at the bottom Tosus here. Uktas kasha, look at the very bottom line Tosus in Gemara Medav. Why do you need the earlier Mishnah to exclude it if it's explicit in tomorrow's daf? Well, sometimes we are medayik something from the first Mishnah and then we say it explicitly in the next Mishnah. It's a little bit strange. Okay. Says the Mishnah, I have a kav of bones. A nazir, it's going to reject all of his naziris. Says the Gemara, Chatzi kavatzamos in. A half a kav of bones does reject the naziris. Rova kavatzamos low. But a quarter of a kav does not reject the naziris, even though it makes you tame. Hey, Chidami, what's the case? Ilema de ispahon atzamos kisaora. If there's one bone the size of a barley, so why is the nazir not shave? Why does it not typically? Mishum etzem kisaora. We know that halacha is if you touch a bone the size of a barley, you become tummy. And that, so why wouldn't that reject the naziris? Because you have one bone, one etzem kisaora. Asks Tosas over here, Diranas Lachetzi, wait a minute, but we're talking about OL here. We're not talking about touching it. So that's why it says that if you're ohel on chatzi kavatzamos, even if you have an etzem kiseora, that's not going to help as far as tumas ohel is concerned. What are you mixing tumah of touching with tumah of ohel? Tosas answers. The Gemara later on is going to explain that the reason why the Mishnah later on had to say that a Nazir does not shave on the tum of Rov HaKav, even though we can redact this from the early Mishnah, is to teach us Sha'af She'in a Nazir Megalech Imhel al Rov HaKav Atzavos V'komagam Megalech Im Nogeya Behem. So that's what the Gemara is asking. What's the Chiddush that a Nazir shaves on touching a quarter of a Kav? Right. So the Gemara is going to answer that we're talking about touching also, not just Ohel. Not just Ohel. So ask the Gemara, if you tell me that it has an Etzem Kisora, so if you touch it, so you're going to reject the Naziris anyway. Says the Gemara, you're right. Ela de ikmach akmuchi. We're talking about a case where the pieces of bone are so small that they're smaller than a bone the size of a lentil. Now we said in the Mishnah, al Avram and Ameis, al Avram and Achai, sheish alein basar karoi. The Mishnah said that a Nazir is going to shave if he comes in contact with a bone, a limb from a dead body, or a limb from a live body, if it has flesh on it, enough flesh that had it been attached, it would have regenerated. Says the Gemara, ain't alein basar karoi mai. What about if it does not have enough flesh on it that it would have regenerated? Says the Gemara, well, obviously, it says it has to have enough flesh. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Ein Nazir Megalech. Well, if it doesn't have enough flesh, so a Nazir would not shave. Now, if you were just in the same room as this, certainly you would not shave. Because that's what the Mishnah says. The Gemara is asking, what about if you touched it? And the bones don't have a shear of a barley, it's a very small bone, and it doesn't have the flesh on it, but it's a full limb. It's a full limb, but it's not the size of a barley. So says Tosas to your Maschal Ein, right? Take a look. Second Tosas. Ein alein baskor mai. Havadai da alahila lo yigalech. If you're OL with it, so if it doesn't have the basa, that's explicit. Kidik tarim mastizim. Dafka kishiyesh alein baskor. Elam b'mago v'maso. We're talking about touching it and carrying it. Unbelievable. You have a whole limb, it doesn't have flesh on it, and it's not the size of a barley. Wow, that's a pretty small limb. But anyway, it says in Gemara, if you're touching it, what's the halacha? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, the Nazir would not shave on touching it. Reish Lakish Amar Nazir Megalech Lein, since it's a full Aver, Reish Lakish says you would shave. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Nazir Megalech Lein, Doktani Bereisha, the Mishnah had said, Al Aver Nameisa, Al Aver Nachai, Sheyesh Aleim Kazayis Basa. So just like we said that by Oel, so do by touching. In Aval Ein Aleim Loaf, doesn't have a Kazayis Basa on it, so a Nazir is not going to shave on it, not for the Oel and not for touching it. Rabbi Shem Belok Shem, no, Megalech, you do shave. Midolo Katani Beseifa. In the tomorrow's daf, where it's listing the things that a Nazir does not shave for, it doesn't mention a limb that does not have a Kazayis Basar on it. Doesn't mention it. So that shows that a Nazir would shave for touching such a limb. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Amalach. So how's Rabbi Yochanan going to answer? Why doesn't it say it in the Sefer? Rabbi Yochanan Amalach, Kol Hecha Dimashma Miklala Loktani Misefer. Since in the Reisha you could be medayikin from the Reisha, the Sika, what did it say in the Reisha? If it has a Kazayis Basar on it, then it is mitame. Is Dach Mashma that if it does not, it's not. So I don't need to list it in the second Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan Malach, Kalhecha, Demashma Miklala, since I could derive it from the beginning Mishnah, Lo Katani Besefa. It doesn't have to list it in tomorrow's Mishnah. Now, the Gemara is going to ask against this rule that anything that you can be daik from the earlier Mishnah, it doesn't say it in the later Mishnah, says the Gemara, what are you talking about? V'ha chatzi kavat samos, what about a half a kav of bones? Demashma chatzi kavat samos, and that implies a half a kav, yes. Rovat samos lo, but a quarter of a kav, and as it doesn't. So you could be daik that from the first Mishnah, and yet it says it in tomorrow's Mishnah. And yet in tomorrow's Mishnah it says that a Nazir does not shave on a quarter kav of bones. Answers the Gemara. That's different. Hasam ilav rovat samos. If tomorrow's Mishnah would not list a quarter of a kav of bones, Hava mina afilo amagol va'amasolo. I might have thought that even on touching and carrying a quarter of a cob of bones, you would not, a nazir would not be megaleach. L'hachi yitzchich l'misne. Therefore, it needed to say rov atzamos da'ala hilan hu de'en a nazir megaleach. Only the oil of a quarter of a cob of atzamos, a nazir does not shave. But on touching a quarter of a cob of atzamos, a nazir does shave. Ay, v'hachatzi lug dam. What about a half a lug of dam? D'sham espina chatzi lug dam in revius dam lo. That if a nazir is in an OL with a half a lug, he does reject his naziris, but a revius dam, he does not. Uktani sefer revius dam. And yet, in tomorrow's daf, it says that a revius dam, a nazir does not shave for, says the Gemara, Hasan lafuk min de Rabbi Akiva. There, the reason why the Mishnah has to repeat it is to exclude even the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, the Amar Rabbi Akiva, revius dam. Haba mishnei mesim etame ba'oel. Rabbi Akiva's shita is that a revius dam that comes from two mesim is metame ba'ohel. He holds, right? So we need to show that Rabbi Lezer argues in Rabbi Akiva, and he holds that a nazir would not shave for being in an ohel on tumas of revius. He disagrees. He holds that a nazir would not shave for revius. So that's why we had to quote it in the later Mishnah to say that we don't follow Rabbi Akiva, who said that a nazir would shave on a revius. We hold like Rabbi Lezer, who says a nazir would not shave on a revius. That's why it has to repeat it in the later Mishnah. Says the Gemara. Let's go back to the Machlokas of Yochanan Rish Lakish. Would a nazir shave for touching an Aver she'ein bo basar karot? Hi, Aver min ameis, heichi dami. He asked the Gemara, what kind of Aver from the dead person are we talking about? Ed ispe etzem kisaora. If the Aver min ameis has a bone the size of a barley, my time at the Rabbi Yochanan. What do you mean? If you touch an etzem kisaora, the Mishnah says explicitly that you are mitame, a nazir would reject his naziris. Vid lespe etzem kisaora. If it's less than a bone the size of a barley, my time at the Reish Lakish. Why does Reish Lakish say? Why does Reish Lakish say it is mitame? If it's less than an etzem kisaora, so it should not be mitame. Answers the Gemara. We're talking about an entire limb that's smaller than the size of a bone, the size of a barley. Nevertheless, since it's a complete limb, the Torah explicitly includes this. So now, again, we're going to start this. We're not going to finish it. Or maybe we'll do it twice. And so now the Gemara is going to explain where is the source in the Chumash that a complete limb, an Aver Shalim, which is even smaller than the size of an Etzem Kisaora, if you touch a complete limb, it's going to reject the Tumah of a Nazir. So first we'll quote a couple of drushas. We'll start it today. We'll finish it tomorrow night. So where do we see that even a complete limb, which is small, which does not have enough flesh on it, and that it would regenerate had it been attached, and it's smaller than an Etzem Kisaora, how do we know that a Nazir, that would reject the Nazir? So in order to explain this, the Gemara is going to explain two brises that deal with the laws of Tumah. One of them is Tumas Oel, and the second one is Tumas Magad. The Sanim, we learned in a brisa. First one, this is all talking about Tumas Oel. V'chol asher yiga al p'nei ha-sadeh. Actually, talking about touching it, right? V'chol asher yiga al p'nei ha-sadeh. B'chalal cherev o b'meis o b'etzem adam o b'kover. Yitma shivas yomim. So, what's this talking about? Right. V'chol asher yiga, that sounds like touching it, but then al p'nei ha-sadeh, on the face of the field, says the Gemara, al pnei asada zeha mahil al pnei ames. That's if you put your hand over a dead body on his face, because it should have said b'chol asher yiga b'meis b'sada. Why does it say al pnei? Mazel tov! Mazel tov, Alon Yehuda. He had a baby boy yesterday. Mazel tov! Al pnei asada zeh hamahil al pnei ames. The Torah doesn't say kol asher yiga bimeis besada. It says mahil al ames. So that's ohel. The Torah is not talking about touching a mace. It's talking about being mahil al ames, who's lying down in the field. So if you put your arm in the airspace over a dead body, you're tameh, even though you're not touching it. Now, once it starts with tumas ha'ol, so we dash in all the rest of it about tumas ha'ol. Bachalal ze eiver menachai v'yesh lo lahalos arucha. An eiver menachai that has enough flesh on it that it would regenerate. That if you touch it, or even if you're mahil on an eiver, it has basar that it would regenerate. There's tumas ol. Cherev harezek kechalo. If you touch a sword that touched the dead body, and even if you're mahil on it, let's say you have a sword that touched the dead body, and you put your hand over this sword, cherev harezek kechalo, special halacha. Not only a cherev, any other metal kli, says Rabbi Natan. And Rav Yitzchak, even a glass kli or a wooden kli that touched the dead body, so says the Rush. So chever kol even applies to ol. This is like the shita satoisvus. Well, the chever kol is even to be mitami a ol. This is against the Rambam in Tumas Meis, who says that this cherev would only be mitami b'maga. This price is talking about ol, and it counts chever kol. Seems to be a beferish raya. The Rishash points out this is a riot of Tosis against the Rambam. The Rambam says Cherev Harei Kachol applies to touching it. Yeah, you become an Avatoma if you touch the Cherev. It's like Avi Avos Atoma, but not for Oel. Obemes Ze'ever HaNechlal Min HaMeis. Obemes teaches me that a person who touches or puts his hand over an Ever from the Mace, which has enough flesh on it. So that's Eiver Min HaMeis. The first one was Eiver Min HaChai. This is Eiver Min HaMeis. O be'etzem adam zeh rova atzamos. That's a quarter kav of bones. If you're ohel over a quarter kav of bones, you're tummy. A quarter kav, right? This is not nazir. O be'kever zeh kever sasum. If you have a complete covered over grave and you put your hand over a kever sasum, like a house over a grave. So even if you put your hand over the house where the mace is not, the whole house becomes one big tumas ol, and therefore you are metame. D'amar mar, tuma bokasva ola bokasvi oredes. Tuma that has no airspace of a tefach, it goes straight up to the heavens and it goes straight down to the tahom. That's all about ol. So we will stop here, and then tomorrow we'll pick up the second brisa, which talks about Tumah of Maga, and then we'll see how this relates to the whole original case, which was a complete limb that does not have an etzem kisaora, it's not the size of a barley, and it does not have enough flesh on it that it would have regenerated. That's what we're coming to explain. But we'll pick this up as Hashem tomorrow night. Ruchim to you. Have a great Shabbos. You want to come in person most of Shabbos? If you get your kid to sleep. There's no more Ovos Abadim. Anybody else come in person? Dr. Joe Moses Shabbos in person or no?
I'm in Farakas, I'll join.
Yeah. I'll see if Moses Shabbos, we'll see if everybody's around for in person. Shabbos doesn't end until 8 o'clock. 8:30.